Good morning, Emmanuel. We welcome you today to our service of worship here at Emmanuel, a part of the Old Town Partnership of Churches. Whether you're a regular or a visitor here today, please feel at home. We welcome you too if you're listening to the recording on the internet and send you our best wishes. This morning's reading is read by David Bevan, and the prayers of intercession are by Anne Farrow. A small reminder that our harvest appeal closes on the 17th of November, that's 2 weeks' time. And if you remember, the money will be going to Swindon Youth for Christ and also to Swindon Street Pastors. And today we are delighted to have representatives of the Street Pastors here to speak to us. Welcome. I should also like to urge you to consider volunteering for one of our rotas. There's been notices of this in weekly news for some time now, and we're a bit disappointed because we have no new volunteers. So could you please consider it prayerfully today? And Anne would like to know of any names who would like to go on the list. It's things like the teas and coffees after the service, the stewards at the back, those sort of things. We're needing new people on the rotas. Liz Gleed needs any more orders for Christmas cards and also any new names for the memorial book by tomorrow. And finally, we'll have a few moments of silence as I light both the Christ candle and the peace candle.
Good morning, all of you. Welcome today to our service. It's good to see you. I hope this is a time for peace, a time for challenges, which sometimes go together, a time for reflection, and a time for seeking answers. And welcome to our visitors, as Liz just said. Thank you for being with us. And may God guide us through this act of worship today. Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it." We are part of that. The people sitting in front and behind us and beside us are part of that. The people that I can see from here walking the pavement are part of that. The bus driver that's just stopped outside, part of that. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. Thanks be to God. We have the two hymn books today. So, you do know Sing Praise is SP, it's this one. And the other one that has no name before it is Rejoice and Sing. It's the smaller and fatter one, to give it some sort of description. Our first hymn this morning, then, is from Sing Praise, and it's hymn 193, All Nations of the World, Be Joyful in the Lord, with willing hands your Master serve with one accord. Please be seated. I invite you to join with me in a time of prayer, and we will end this time of prayer with the words of the Lord's Prayer. I know there are different versions, and we tend to follow one, but if in your hearts there is another way of saying it, a more modern one or not, please feel free to do that. And one of the most interesting things I have found in my life was at international meetings where we're all invited to say the Lord's Prayer in our own language, which here is not too much of a problem because we would all agree that either Gaelic, Welsh, or English would be the main languages we would use. But if suddenly you get an inspiration for another language, feel free. I mean, God does understand us. So, let us pray. We are here today in this place, and we come from different places. We have different histories. Some have walked, some came by car, driving, others came by car and were driven. We thank you that we can be here. And we think of those who can't make it, be it for age or health or for whatever reason. We know that they are your people, wherever they are. We come, dear Lord. And part of our prayer is that you come as well, not only here, but to where we are usually, in the days and the hours of each week. Come to our houses. Come to the tables where we eat. come to the places where we argue and to the rooms where we sleep or just lie awake when we can't get to sleep, when we wonder if our life is worthwhile. We know you are here, but come to our houses. This is also one of our houses and your house. Broaden our hospitality, deepen our conversation, and keep our souls company. We come to this, the house of prayer and song and reflection and meeting and laughter. Help us as a church to widen our vision, to not take anything for granted, to be loving. Help us to discover what is yet to be done, and help us to see those as part of the plan you have for us. Make all things new. We're often in churches, just the word new sends a shiver down people's backs. We come to this place where we meet week after week, and today the table is set, and we'll be able to share, and you share with us. May this not be just another day. May it be a day that makes a difference. Show us our mission. Help us to love and be loved, to forgive and be forgiving. Help us to be shaped by your love. And thank you. Thank you for the awareness that we aren't alone. Thank you that there are people who dedicate part of their lives to help others. As we have the street pastors with us today and we think of them, out at night, in times that most of us would be in bed and asleep, making it safe for others. For those who are seeking in life the big decisions, where to work, where to live, what to do, what not to do, that they may know that they are guided and loved, and that they may find an answer to their questions. For the joy of lovely singing, for the joy of finding ourselves in silence, for our loved ones, friends and family, that they may know that they are in our prayers and our thoughts. Thank you for all that surrounds us. And even when the autumn leaves fall and fall and fall and have to be swept and swept and swept again for the beauty of the colors, for all that surrounds us and reminds us that we are your children, that you are God, our Father. And forgive us. Forgive us when in the haste of life we forget to stop and look, to stop and hear, and we go past without acknowledging what is going on. Forgive us if we aren't forgiving. Forgive us when we forget simply to say hello. Forgive us when we take you for granted. Forgive us when we think that what we read in the weekly news, somebody else will take care of. That's probably not our talent. And yet, it may be. If we haven't tried it, we may discover something new. Forgive us, O Lord, when our words aren't the best of words, and in this silence that follows, we bring before you who we are in good and bad, asking you to affirm that which is good and to take from us that which is not supposed to be there. And as your children who call you Father, recognizing that we are your daughters and your sons, we can say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
At this time of the service, we are invited to share what we have been able to set apart for the offering. For the offering, what is in the plate, but as well for that that which you give in different ways, our time, our talents, for that which will be taken to the Swindon Food Collective. Thank you, dear God, that it may be multiplied as the needs that are. Bless those who have to decide how it is used, that it all may be to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. And we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.
47 of the New Testament, reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as well, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, David, very much. We will sing a hymn and then our speakers will share the message for today. And I just want to say the reading is the lectionary reading for today. But when I realized that you were coming to speak to us, it was guided, really, because I think you're going to tell us that our neighbor sometimes is coming out late at night from having fun, and sometimes good fun and sometimes difficult fun. But that's only, I'm guessing, from what I know about street pastors. But that our neighbor is much more than the person sitting beside us, in front of us, behind us, or that lives next door to us. It's much wider and much more encompassing than that, and that we are neighbors to other people, and that God is above and around all that. Let us sing from Rejoice and Sing this time, hymn 138, "Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus, Born to Set Thy People Free." I know I asked you your names before I started. Is it Patricia? There we are. Patricia and Sue, in order of appearance into the church this morning, will tell us about the work of Swindon Street Pastors, the challenges, and invite us to think a little bit more about the work they do. All yours, I'll go and sit down there.
Good morning. Thank you for the warm welcome. My name is Patricia, and I represent the Street Pastor organization. So I am known as Street Pastor Patricia, and I'm with my colleague, Street Pastor Sue. Okay. My name is Patricia, Street Pastor Patricia. Thank you for the warm welcome. I'm here with my colleague, Street Pastor Sue, and we are going to share a bit about what we do in the nighttime economy. Street Pastors, we are a Christian community. We decided we are willing to care, to listen, and to help those people who are marginalized, or those people who find themselves in need. And we come in as Christians to give them a listening ear and to encourage them and to help them go through whatever they are going through without marginalizing them. We are willing to engage with people in an open and non-judgmental manner, whatever their situation. We also get to know the people in the community so that we may know exactly what they need and how we can come in as the church by giving them support and guidance. We also thrive so much to gain the credibility of the community so that the community knows that the church is there for them. We are taking the church to the community. When do we do this? We do this in the night time. Our times are normally from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. Or there may be situations, like last time there was a situation where some street pastors had to go home around 6:30 in the morning because there was somebody who really needed to be supported. When do we do this? We do this over the weekends when it is busy. We meet at Christ Church in Old Town as a team of four. We normally go in teams of four, two female and two male. We meet in Old Town Christ Church, and then we go down to the New Town, walk down the streets there up to the train station or bus station, and we walk up. We take a break at some point where we gather to make some few evaluation and also for a cup of tea. And as we are walking, what do? We try to keep calm in the streets. We try to calm the aggression that we find, aggressive situations, because these are people who have been drinking and who are drinking, and some of them are taking drugs, some are fighting. And so when they see us coming in as street pastors, they know us, and because we carry the love of Christ with us, they stay calm. We also support the vulnerable people in different ways. Like sometimes we find somebody who has been lost or someone who can't find their way home. We try and help them to get a taxi or call some relatives to come pick them up. Some of them, when they are too intoxicated, they can't even walk. And we have to make sure that we stay with them to help them sober up a bit, so that they will be able to go home safely. We also go about picking up broken bottles, and we also pick about any potential weapons that they might use to fight, and we throw them away in bins. We also give out, we carry flip-flops, especially give them to the young ladies, because normally when they walk, they go in high heels. And when they are intoxicated, they can't walk. And we give them flip-flops to prevent them from being cut by broken glasses. We also give water bottles. We give them some sweets. And in like winter is coming, we give them blankets to keep them warm. We target people who are lonely, people who are stressed, and we give them a listening ear, because sometimes they are out there for a simple reason that there is no one they can talk to. And when they see us, they open up to us and they tell us their problems. And we are able to give them a listening ear. And in most cases, we refer them to other organizations that may be able to give them support further. We work with the police. We also work with CCTV. When we start walking about, we request them to turn on the CCTV. And we also work hand in hand with the ambulances so that wherever there is a situation where we need to call the police, then the police have to be there to help us. We do have another group that is called prayer pastors. As we go out, they will be praying for us. We start, as street pastors, we start doing our rounds at 10 p.m., but the prayer pastors start doing it at 9 p.m. They start praying to come to send the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and on the streets. So they pray from home, and they do it on Zoom. They pray together, and with them, anyone can join in anytime, and you can just come out anytime you want. And they are also waiting to receive any prayer requests from us, because as we go about and meet with different situations, there may be situations where we feel we need prayer, and we refer to them and ask for prayer. So who qualifies to be a street pastor? You must be a Christian who is a member of a church for at least 1 year. And we go for training. There is training that we undergo. And then they also do DBS for us. And there is insurance for us. And we also are given a uniform. So when somebody goes out as a street pastor, you'll see us putting on our uniform all the time. We work in shifts of teams of four, as I mentioned earlier, two female and two male. We also do have some refresher courses from time to time, and we do have some regular gatherings and regular social gatherings where we just meet up and we just share our experiences and get to know each other better. What is it in it for me as Patricia? It's given me a personal fulfillment, because when I go out there and help somebody who is in need, I don't even feel fatigued after I come back from there at 4 a.m. and by 10 a.m. I find myself in church again. It really makes me happy. And some of these people, I do recognize them during the day when I meet them. And it makes me happy to know that I did help them at their point of need. So today, our mission or our appeal is to recruit. We are on a recruitment mission for volunteers from churches. People who are able to come and join. You can join as a street pastor or volunteer as a prayer pastor, or even just volunteer by any other means that you may feel you may support. We have a table over there for further information after church. If anybody wishes to know more about us, we are willing to share with you. Thank you very much. We are looking at the ways of Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew 25, from verse 31, when he says he will be coming in his glory to judge the nations. And he says, I will say to people, I was hungry, I was thirsty, and you did not help me. You did not give me shelter. You did not feed me. And he says, when they ask, when did we not see, when did we not feed you? And you'll say, the least that you did not do to my people, my poor brothers and sisters, that you were not doing to me. So with that, we should, as Christians, follow and emulate what the Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to do. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you, Patricia. I do get very nervous public talking, so just bear with me. If you can't hear me, do say, because I do sometimes ramble and then mumble, so do acknowledge if you can't understand what I'm saying. But I've come because I am very, very passionate about street pastors. It's something that's really, really important to me, so I'm prepared to stand up. My knees are knocking, so thankfully you can't see them. I want to share to start with, there was somebody called Anne that was supposed to come out with us today, but she's too poorly. But she sent me a message, and hopefully you're going to be able to hear it, because she sent me a WhatsApp message, so I'm going to play it for you now.
Yeah, I hope you can download this. I'm sorry not to be with you too, but I'm still not 100%, and I think I probably do need to rest. I'm not sure that's what you tell me. Just mention, the weekend before last, there was a patrol, and we get together at 9 and start praying for you guys before you go out. And we were given a couple of scriptures. One was Psalm 121, I lift mine eyes to the hills, and another one was Psalm 91. And we just felt that, you know, we need to pray protection and God's guidance and all the rest of it over the team. And we gave those scriptures to the team before they went out and prayed for them. And I remember saying, don't worry about tonight, God's got it. And they encountered that night a man who was suicidal, and they were to help him. They diffused a situation that was getting a bit aggressive, and I think they sort of ministered to somebody who had a head injury. So those scriptures were very important, because God was saying, it's okay, it's going to be a bit of a night, but I've got this. And it's lovely when we get feedback like that, because we do, you know, doing contact with us all the time. It just shows how God is really in this work, how he moves through the prayers, through you guys on the street, and his unseen angels. I just think it's wonderful. I wish I was there this morning, but I feel I've got to look after myself, I think. And so I will be praying. Have a blessed time.
I couldn't write that all down fast enough, so I thought I'd just play the message. But that it's amazing having a team of street prayer pastors behind us, and we can't really phone them and say, we've got this problem, but we'll message them in the middle of the night and say, this is what's happening on the street, pray for us. And we are surrounded by those prayer pastors and the love of God in that time. So we know whatever's happening, we've got God with us. And that is an amazing, amazing feeling to have. And she mentioned about somebody being suicidal. Now, one of my first situations in Swindon was a young gentleman, had a two-year-old child. We just happened to change our route and fell upon him. And he was very suicidal. He had a whole load of things that happened at the same time, and he couldn't cope with them. And he decided that was going to be the end. And we stumbled upon him, and we had a long conversation with him. He was drunk. He couldn't work out how to get himself home. He didn't want to call any family because he was ashamed. He'd let them down. And we just stood and talked to him. Well, not talked to him. We just listened to him. And we talked about the joys of his two-year-old and the joys of his family. And we just took that time to be with him. And eventually he let us agree to call his mum. And he was really nervous about his mum coming because he thought he was going to get a telling off. Now, this isn't a teenager. This is an adult in his 20s, and he was worried about his mum telling him off. And we had to wait for quite a long time because she was coming from Fairford, and she came along, and she got out of the car. She ran over to him and gave him a massive hug and just showed her that she didn't care what had happened. She just cared about him. I don't know what happened in the future of him, but we were there in that time that he needed us. And there's lots of situations like that where we're there for people when we need them, and I feel we're really guided in those directions. And another time, we'd come on shift, we were just thinking, it's actually really quiet tonight. Never think that. We're thinking it's really quiet. I think we'll take one more trip round, and then we'll go back to base. Well, that long one more trip round the corner, there was somebody in the car park, and they'd had way, way, way too much drink. We did call an ambulance on this one because their breathing was really, really bad, very slow. They were unresponsive, and we followed instructions from what the 999 people told us what to do. And gradually, this chap actually come round. He was also unconscious but being sick. Now, it's not a good combination because those are the ones that are going to choke and die, and nobody wants to see that. So we were holding his head. We didn't have a lot with us. We were holding his head, wiping away the sick. He began to come round, and he sort of opened his eyes. What's going on? Very slurred speech, and he was still being sick. We were clearing away. Gradually, he became more conscious and was talking to us. Turns out this chap had... he's the sensible one in the group. He never gets drunk. He's a driver. Whenever they go out, he's the one that always takes everybody home and makes sure they're safe. He'd come out. It was his birthday weekend, so his mate said, "You drink tonight." He'd forgot to have food before he went out. Recipe for disaster. Lost track of how many drinks he had and ended up like that. He was a sensible one. He wasn't there out to go and get completely drunk. But when he came round, he was like, "I'm surrounded by angels." and he just couldn't thank us enough. And his mates couldn't thank us enough because they were scared. This was the one that normally looks after them. And they didn't know what to do with him. And they were really grateful. And I really feel that God took us to that point in that time to look after that guy. And it was just so funny, his expression, when I'm just surrounded by angels. And it was just, we were there for him at that time. And there's so many times as street pastors that we can just be there to listen to people in that time that they need us. There's not many young people in this church. There's not many young people in the church I come from. It's normal now not to have young people in church. Where will people hear about God unless we go out to them? To me, street pastors is love in action, showing God to them where they are. Now, some of them will go out just to get drunk. Others won't go out. They will go out to have for a party, celebration, whatever. We've bumped into somebody that was... just didn't know what to do because it's a year anniversary since their dad had died and they were just wandering the streets. We bumped into them and we just listened to them. There's lots of reasons why people are out there in the evening. And we can be that bit of reaching out to them. Now, there's some people think that street pastors don't talk about God. We don't go and bash people over the head with the Bible and say, "You shouldn't be drinking." That we don't do that. But equally, we do talk about God if people want to know. And sometimes people, quite often we're walking down the street and they say, "Who are you?" Street pastors, "Pastor, I'm hungry." But that's an opening point. Who are you? Well, we're here to be there for you when you need us. We'll listen to you. We'll care for you. Well, why do you want to do that? Well, we're part of a partnership of Swindon churches, and we look after people when they need us. We're there from... Oh, well, you'll be gone by the time I need you. Well, actually, no, we're staying out. What? You're staying out until that time of the morning? Just for us? That speaks a lot. Actions, being there for them when they need us. And so we meet off quite often. We quite often meet them at the train station when they're all around that area, down in town. And then they come back up later once they've had a few more drinks. And they know already who we are because they've talked to us at the beginning of the night. And so that's a safety net for them because they know who we are and what we're about. And even if they don't need us, they still know that there's some Christians out on those streets there if they need them. And we do have conversations about God. Sometimes they come out to us and they're like, they want to know what we're doing and they want to know more about God. And sometimes we have to say, 2 o'clock in the morning when you're drunk isn't probably the best time. Come back to us another time when you're... But there are times that we can. And we don't know what will happen from the words that we say. So we reach them all in different ways. And sometimes they'll remember stuff, sometimes they won't. We don't know what God's going to do with what we've done on those nights. So we're surrounded by amazing street pastors that pray for us during those times that we're out on the street. And we're very grateful for people that financially support us because we need that financial support to be able to go out for the things like the uniforms, the water, the flip-flops, the sweets. It's an amazing conversation starter, a packet of sweets. So, and it's also that, given that energy sometimes to get home. And sometimes it's just being there and being present that is enough to make a difference. One of my shifts we were standing outside one of the main clubs. This is when I was working in Chippenham. And they were there was a lot who had been ejected from the club. Because they were very volatile, so they come out shouting, screaming at each other, all a bit riotous. Now, we didn't know they were about to come out. It was a really quiet night. So we were either side of the street, and we were doing a bit of a dance-off. So they would show us their moves. We'd show them our moves. And so we'd, each way. Anyway, these lot come out the club. They saw them on the other side of the road. They saw us. What are they doing? What are they doing? That was it. They walked off home. That all that argument, whatever was going on, they got distracted by what we were doing, and that was the end of it. And sometimes we don't get involved in fights ever. When there's something going on, we step back and we pray. We don't ever get involved in anything that puts us in danger. But we can make a difference in different ways. So anyway, I've talked too long, but I'm very, very passionate about street pastors. I could probably keep going for another couple of hours, but I won't because I know that you've got the rest of the service to go to and your families and homes to go to at the end of today. But thank you for the support that you do give street pastors, and thank you for this morning.
Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear God, we commend to you the work of street pastors, as we did last month with Swindon Youth for Christ, for the life of the people that go out and for the lives of the people they meet, and that through your grace and your love, and whatever we can do, they may know, the street pastors and the people they meet, that they aren't alone. That we are all God's children, loved and in need of love. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very, very, very much. In response to what we've just heard, let us sing from Rejoice and Sing, hymn 107, "The love of God comes close where stands an open door to let the stranger in, to mingle rich and poor. Please be seated. I've committed one of the terrible things that can happen to a minister at Emmanuel United Reformed Church. I forgot the anthem. Can you believe it? So, Anne will now lead us in the prayers of intercession. And before I enter into the communion, during the communion. There we are, and apologies for this.
I have been very much influenced by what a curate from Christchurch said at a house group I belonged to many years ago. To have joy in our hearts and in our spiritual lives, we should put Jesus first, others second, and ourselves last. We have been worshipping Jesus, and now in our prayers of intercession, we think of others. Let us pray. Lord God, now in our service of worship, we turn to you to pray for our world. First, something very close to my heart, and for which there is nothing we can do but pray. And that is the American elections, the result of which will not only have enormous impact on the country, but also for the rest of the world. We ask that you speak to the voters, particularly those in the swing states, so they may use their vote wisely for the good of their country and the wider world. Next, we think of the areas of the world where there is so much misery and sadness due to the actions of man. We see and hear of so much horror where there is discord between nations. So in a moment of silence, let us bring those most on our minds to you, and Lord, pray that you are in the midst of this sorrow. Now our thoughts turn to the areas of our world devastated by natural causes, events which are probably exacerbated due to the action of man. We particularly think of Spain and those caught up in the dreadful floods. We think of those people still recovering in Central and North America from the recent hurricanes. And there are many other areas of the world where climate is causing hardship. So be with those aid and rescuing organisations as they try to help the ordinary people. Closer to home and where we can have more effect, we think of our town Swindon and the needs of its inhabitants. We particularly ask you to be with the charities we are supporting through our partnership project, the Street Pastors and Swindon Youth for Christ. Both are working with the younger age group in this town, caring not only for their physical needs, but also showing the love of Christ. Finally, a prayer for ourselves. The following is a prayer I saw in St. David's Cathedral last Monday. It is about Jesus being the light of the world and how much that is needed in all this darkness. At the beginning of each service, we are reminded of this as we light the Christ candle. The prayer is as follows. Lighting a candle can be a prayer to remember, for giving thanks, to ask for help or whatever we need as a symbol of life and hope. To remind ourselves that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, that no darkness can ever overcome. Jesus, light of the world, shine in the dark places in our hearts and of our world. Jesus, light of the world, surround us with the warmth of your love. Jesus, light of the world, comfort the sorrowing, heal the hurting, carry the weary. Jesus, light of the world, Lord of life and death, be with us today and always until you lead us to our eternal home where sadness and death are no more and every tear is wiped from our eyes. Lord, we pray that we can, in a small way, be a light in this world. Amen.
Thank you, Anne, so very much for your prayers. In a few moments, we will celebrate communion. As we do prepare for this, we sing hymn 439 from Rejoice and Sing.
Thank you.
Please be seated. The table is set before us, and the invitation is set out. Come, come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because we are weak. Come not because of any goodness of our own gives us right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because we love the Lord a little and would like to love the Lord more. Come because the Lord loved us and gave himself for us. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. In what we've heard this morning and what we know through personal experience, life sometimes is very hard. And on the journey of life, sometimes there is pain. We need to know that we won't be alone. We need to know there will be a light in the shadows, a door that is open, a table that is set, someone to offer us bread and a cup, a song and a story that will revive our flagging hearts, a safe refuge till the next day. All of you here today have come to that place. Here Christ waits for you and welcomes you without question. The table is set and you are invited. So come, let yourselves be cared for and fed by our faithful, tender friend. Jesus, we remember that you told us to become healers and justice makers. Prayers and creators, lovers and helpers, blessers and blessings, repenters and second chances. Give us and forgive us, spiritual and earthly. We remember that you told us to be salt and light, children newborn and reborn. We have not finished our journey. We are not yet what you hoped. So here we are, with hands opened and throats dried. Here we are for our filling and quenching and becoming. Here we are, dear God. Bless the bread and the cup that is on this table. Bless us who will receive it, and bless the world through what we can do and be. Amen. The bread will be distributed. All of you, you know, are invited to share. Please hold the bread until all have received so that we can eat together. And when the cup goes out, take a cup, hold the cup until all have received so that we can drink together. The bread and the cup given to us so that we may remember. Remember with our hearts, not only our brains, of how we are loved and how we are sent to love. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. the bread, it is broken, as Jesus' body was broken, but in God's love, made whole, as we will be made whole. We eat this bread in remembrance of him. And after they had eaten, they shared the cup of the new covenant, the new relationship that God wants to set with us and with people everywhere. And they were invited to drink. Jesus said to them something new was happening, a new relationship with God. And this is the cup of the new covenant. Drink in memory of him. Thank you for nurturing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for welcoming us and prepare us for the journey ahead, that we may be faithful lights, that we may be faithful words, that we may be loving as we are loved and forgiving as we are forgiven. Amen. And back to sing praise. It's hymn 168, Tell all the world of Jesus, our Saviour, Lord, and King, and let the whole creation of his salvation sing. Thank you. May God, the source of life, maker of heaven and earth, graciously reform our lives. May Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life, enable us to live in fullness. May the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, empower us to live for others, so we may continuously sing the song of life to the glory of the living God. Go in the peace of God to love, to serve, to be surprised, to learn, now and forevermore. Amen.